Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you'll know, wines and beers come in alcohol-free varieties. And in Italy, there's a bit of a pushback against this. A minister in the government there has said that non-alcoholic wines shouldn't be called wine at all, as it is damaging Italian culture. But is it? Co-owner of Neighbourhood Wines, Mick O'Connell, joins us now. Afternoon, Mick.
Good afternoon. How are we getting on?
Back in the day when this all started with non-alcoholic wines, was it just, my understanding was that they just took regular wine, they boiled the crap out of it until all the alcohol and flavour had disappeared?
Not too far off the mark there, yeah. Usually what was happening was people were taking their worst wine and then they were stripping the alcohol out somehow. Usually that was either with a spinning cone, so like a centrifuge kind of method, or they were boiling the alcohol off, like old school distillation. Alcohol boils at a slightly lower heat than other liquids, so you can boil alcohol off. The problem with boiling it off is you also tend to boil off a lot of the flavor compounds. So that's always been the trick and why making non-alcoholic or de-alcoholized wine or beer is very difficult.
Mm. So, to a certain extent then, does this Italian minister have a point?
Look, I'd distance myself from these guys politically. But on this particular one,
he's also Maloney's brother-in-law, apparently.
Yeah,
but, you know,
exactly.
Nepo baby.
I would distance myself every way I possibly could. but he does kind of have a point with this one. Look, the EU has a definition of wine, and wine must be made from grapes, and it has to come in at more than 8.5 degrees alcohol. So in theory, non-alcoholic wine doesn't meet the definition at all.
Mm.
And look, in terms of quality, up until very, very recently, non-alcoholic wine hasn't been very good. So, like, if you could argue it impacts culturally on wine.
But at the same, my impression is that the demand for non-alcoholic wine is increasing exponentially.
It is going up all the time. Yeah, certainly as people are kind of becoming more health conscious, etc. And look, we're quite lucky at the moment with non-alcoholic wine because we have a few brands coming on stream that are made with very, very good base products. So the wine to begin with is very good. So one of those brands would be Hollow Leg. Hollow Leg is Albarino. So it's from Northwest Spain. And the guys there are making genuinely delicious drinks, but they also are vinous. They taste like wine. The big problem in the past has always been this thing where when you take out the booze element of wine, not only are you removing the bit of crack, but you're also removing texture and mouthfeel out of the wine. And in days gone by, what they used to do, they used to replace the texture and mouthfeel, sadly, with sugar. And you put sugar into a wine and it doesn't feel as adult. It feels more soft drinky, you know. So it's only now that we're really getting to a point where there's some brands coming on stream that are worth looking at, genuinely worth looking at. And the more of those that come along, the better.
And the process of extracting the alcohol from it, has that changed?
No, it's still the same. It's still the same, although it can be more gentle. So what you're seeing now is people are doing the heating process more slowly. They're capturing the aromas and they're putting the aromas back in. So that's the important part. Some of the aromas will boil off at kind of 38, 40 degrees, you know. So it's the kind of thing, as long as they capture those and put them back in, you can still end up with a good product aromatically. The big thing with something like Hollow Leg is they use lees, which is the kind of the yeast and the sediment from the wine. They stir it up and then they take it out afterwards. But in that process of stirring it up, they actually add texture without adding sugar. Sugar is the really easy way to make a wine feel more full-bodied, basically.
Mm. And in terms of demand then, are people coming into Neighbourhood Wines and saying, are they asking for non-alcoholic wines by name, such as for Hollow Leg, or just in generally asking for it more?
We get asked for Hollow Leg quite a bit. And sorry, I don't know if that's chicken or egg. I don't know if that's because people know that we stock that particular one,
yeah,
or they've read about it somewhere or whatever. But that is the one that we have stocked since it came on the market at the end of last year. But what I will say is things like Dry January, things like Stoptober, all of these kind of catchy give up the booze for a while things, they are having an impact. We notice it in sales, but we also notice that during those periods, more people come in looking for non-alcoholic products.
Are there any Italian non-alcoholic wines?
Yeah, there are. And like you see them around, like things like No Secco, I have seen. And I'd say No Secco is pretty popular. It's easier to keep the texture of a sparkling style wine. So a kind of champagne copycat or a Prosecco style copycat style wine. They're easier to make the texture still feel right because of the bubble. But I have to say, I did a project on non-alcoholic wine in a previous life about 5 years ago. And at the time, like I spent months researching it and the product was absolutely rubbish. Italy, France, Spain, everywhere I tried it from, it was really poor. So, you know, it's a breath of fresh air now to see things like Hollowdag coming onto the market.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. So don't speak too soon, Italian Minister. You might be missing a trick there. Mick, thanks a million. As ever, that's Mick O'Connell there, co-owner of Neighbourhood Wines.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.